Ever wondered why some books stay with you long after the final page? The answer lies not just in what you're reading, but how you're reading it. Literature operates through a secret language of symbols and patterns that, once recognized, transforms your entire reading experience. When a character embarks on a journey, shares a meal, or gets caught in the rain, these moments rarely mean only what they appear to mean. Instead, they're part of an intricate system of meaning that's been developing for centuries. Learning to spot these patterns is like gaining literary superpowers. Suddenly, the books you've always enjoyed reveal hidden depths and connections you never imagined were there. This secret language isn't reserved for academics or English majors. It's available to anyone willing to look beyond the surface of the page. Literary journeys are rarely just physical travels. A true quest includes five elements: a quester, a destination, a stated reason, challenges, and a real reason that differs from the stated one. The true purpose of any quest is invariably self-knowledge. Consider classic examples. Dorothy's journey to Oz isn't just about returning home, but discovering her strength. Frodo's quest to destroy the ring reveals his inner courage. Katniss enters the Hunger Games to protect her sister, but finds her own purpose along the way. This pattern resonates because it reflects real life. Our pursuits of external goals often lead to internal transformation. That's why questers are typically young characters at life's crossroads, their physical journeys mirroring personal growth. When a character sets out on a journey, consider what they're truly seeking beneath the surface. Have you noticed how often characters in books eat together? These shared meals aren't just about hunger. They're acts of communion that build or break community, revealing deeper meanings beneath the surface. The infamous eating scene in Tom Jones between the protagonist and Mrs. Waters becomes coded language for desire, their messy, passionate consumption of food substituting for explicit depictions of attraction. In Raymond Carver's Cathedral, a shared meatloaf dinner helps bridge the gap between a prejudiced narrator and his wife's blind friend, enabling the story's transformation. These communion scenes are ubiquitous. Harry Potter's Great Hall feasts mark community milestones. The Godfather centers crucial decisions around dinner tables. And in The Hunger Games, sharing food becomes an act of resistance. Vampires represent consumption's dark side, selfishness and exploitation. The vampire's need to steal others' life force mirrors the behavior of exploitative figures in business and relationships. Thomas Hardy's Alec d'Urberville and the father figure in Sylvia Plath's poetry demonstrate this vampiric dynamic without supernatural elements. They drain innocence and emotional energy from their victims. Ultimately, vampirism symbolizes using others for personal gain, denying their autonomy, and prioritizing our desires above others' needs. These everyday vampires exist beyond fiction, in boardrooms, relationships, and sometimes our own reflections. In literature, weather carries mythological significance beyond mere setting. Rain serves multiple functions, forcing character interactions, setting mood, amplifying hardship, or acting as an equalizing force. It often symbolizes cleansing, though sometimes ironically, as with Hagar in Toni Morrison's work, where rain undermines her transformation. Fog represents confusion, as in Dickens's Bleak House, while snow can symbolize death or unity, as in Joyce's The Dead. Seasons, too, carry symbolic weight. Shakespeare's Sonnet 73 uses autumn to represent middle age through yellow leaves and bare boughs. Summer embodies passion and youth. Winter represents anger and age. Geography shapes characters' psychology and destiny. Southern settings often enable characters to break free from constraints, while journeys into wilderness, like Conrad's Heart of Darkness, reveal internal darkness. Man's Venice becomes a backdrop for forbidden desires. These natural elements form a symbolic language that often expresses what characters cannot, speaking through storms, seasons, and landscapes. physical marks in literature carry deep symbolic meaning. Shakespeare's Richard III has scoliosis representing moral corruption, while Harry Potter's lightning scar marks him as chosen. These characteristics reveal crucial aspects of character and destiny. Literary blindness typically signals themes of figurative sight and insight. In Oedipus Rex, the blind prophet Tiresias sees truth, while the sighted Oedipus remains blind to reality, until he discovers his fate and blinds himself, matching his physical state to his former metaphorical blindness. Heart disease serves as a perfect metaphor, with the heart traditionally symbolizing emotion. In The Good Soldier, the adulterer's heart trouble reflects their moral condition. Joyce's The Sisters opens with a paralyzed priest, introducing paralysis as both physical condition and metaphor, representing Dublin's inhabitants trapped by church, state, and convention. Reading bodies as texts reveals deeper meanings, where physical traits illuminate characters' inner lives and broader themes. These characteristics are never arbitrary. They speak to nature, destiny, and the work's larger concerns.
When literary characters fall into water, their drowning or survival carries symbolic weight, often mirroring baptism's theme of death and rebirth. In Ordinary People, Conrad's survival of a boating accident that claims his brother becomes a symbolic rebirth, transforming him from an insecure younger brother to an only child who must learn that rebirth, like birth itself, brings pain. Milkman Dead in Song of Solomon experiences three immersions paralleling baptism. His transformation requires shedding his external identity. His car fails, shoes wear out, suit ruins, before he can emerge as his own person, celebrating his newfound self. In The Horse Dealer's Daughter, Mabel's attempted suicide in a pond leads to rescue by Dr. Ferguson. Her emergence, being cleaned and wrapped in a blanket, mirrors birth itself, leading to love her former self couldn't find. Water imagery works on personal, cultural, and racial levels. When characters go underwater, we wait to see not just if they'll surface, but who they'll become when they do.
Learning to read literature deeply means joining an eternal conversation spanning cultures and centuries. Behind all stories lies a single truth. There's only one story. Every writer draws from and contributes to this story, from ancient sagas to contemporary novels, a story fundamentally about what it means to be human. The patterns we've explored, quests, meals, weather, bodies, water, are archetypes resonating in our collective consciousness, gaining power through repetition. When we encounter one, we experience that satisfying aha of recognition. Understanding these patterns doesn't diminish storytelling's magic, it enhances it. Like knowing how a magic trick works can deepen our appreciation, recognizing literary patterns strengthens our connection to the text. We see how our lives follow these ancient patterns, how our journeys mirror heroes' quests, how our relationships reflect the same communions and vampirisms found in books. When you open a novel, look beyond the surface. Watch for patterns, listen for echoes, feel for resonances. The secret language of literature is an invitation to see the extraordinary within the ordinary and find your place in the one great story we're all telling together.